USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. In an exclusive interview with Fox News' Jennifer Griffin in Ramstein, Germany, Saturday, General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, was asked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Well, I think a couple of things. One is the collapse of the Afghan army happened at a much faster rate and very unexpected by pretty much everybody. And then with that is the collapse of the Afghan government. So that was definitely a surprise.
A coalition of Oregon police officers and firefighters have sued Governor Kate Brown over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for state employees. Plaintiffs seek an order declaring Executive Order No. 2129 is unenforceable because it conflicts with Oregon statutes, the Oregon Constitution, and conflicts with the United States Constitution, the complaint states. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Mask mandates, state, local, and federal executive authority, and the battle to define the limits of Roe v. Wade on abortion combine to make this a very exciting time for the courts and law, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I think the decision could signal that there is a 5-4 majority possible to substantially limit Roe v. Wade. If there were five justices who thought that Roe v. Wade should not be limited, why would they allow the Texas statute to go into effect even for a few months?
The U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday that cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Ida. The spill, which is ongoing, appears to be coming from a source underwater at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Bidens will have a busy September 11th. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The President and First Lady are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by going to all three sites where the attacks happened. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will start in New York City, where hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They will then travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers and crew on United Flight 93 perished after thwarting a planned attack on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. The couple then heads to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, where American Airlines Flight 77 crashed after it was hijacked. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Political strategist Layla Pierney on Friday hailed Texas' new abortion law, telling Newsmax it was something Texans wanted.
The fact that we have states' rights is what makes America so wonderful. Who knows better the citizenry and what the citizenry wants than the state itself? And this is something that Texans wanted, so I'm glad to see that it passed.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday upheld a Texas law banning most abortions in the state, a move blasted by President Joe Biden and other Democrats as an affront to women's health care. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.